So today what we're expecting to hear is the County Council saying that once again it's short of money, needs more help from the government, and if that help doesn't come, then frontline services are going to be at serious risk.
When we talk about these frontline services, for us on a day-to-day basis, what sort of things are we talking about?
Well, if you drive around Kent and come across potholes, they're the kind of things that the council looks after. Perhaps more importantly, looking after vulnerable people, adults and children. So these are very important services for the public, and KCC is saying that in previous years, while it's been able to safeguard spending on these services, it's coming to a point where there is a real danger that it's going to have to cut into some of these very important services.
They're saying there's a £75 million shortfall. They need to find that extra cash. They're asking the Prime Minister to maybe look at austerity measures and give Kent more money from central government. Do you think that realistically that could happen?
Well, it's interesting that the County Council has ramped up the rhetoric, if you like, and the language, and has been much more candid this year about where it's facing considerable problems, and has actually said that the cuts could be very unpalatable, that it wants to draw a line under the government's austerity regime, and that there's going to be a day of reckoning over budgets for town halls. And so there is a real sense growing that this year there will be very serious consequences for some of these key services if the government doesn't come up with more cash.